The United Nations says over 1 million people are displaced by fighting in Ukraine's east. While many flee across the Russian border, thousands also go west to makeshift refugee camps supported mainly by donations. Vyacheslav Zakharov says their charity helped evacuate more than 4,000 people from conflict areas.
We organized a hotline. People called and we instructed them how to leave, where to go, and where to meet.
Hundreds now live at this rundown sanatorium, once owned by the family of deposed President Viktor Yanukovych. Volunteers took over the resort to house those who fled, says head organizer Zinovy Dopilko. Although nicer than most refugee camps, he says they are not able to use all the facilities.
We could start the saunas and the pool in this beautiful sanatorium, but two boilers are not working, and providing hot water to the refugees is a priority.
Although many fled areas now controlled by government forces, they are refusing to go back home. After several false ceasefires, Katya and her family have little faith that political leaders can establish a lasting peace with pro-Russia rebels.
There were lots of negotiations, but the war continues just as before. Nothing is stopping, and I don't believe it will stop. I don't believe in any ceasefires, absolutely.
Oksana and her children have been living at the resort for 2 months, but still hold out hope.
I'm not sure when I can go home, but I want to really badly. I have hope, of course, but my hope is for a miracle. Miracles should happen, and peace should be restored.
Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kyiv.